Dave Tripper Fusion Radio, Chicago, the future of dance, and I am on the phone with someone who has, you know, just another hit with Underneath, and, you know, he had a hit with This Time, and now he has a song In My Dreams out, and he has a new album called DJ Antone 17900. Ladies and gentlemen, it is DJ Antone. Hello!
Hello, Chicago, that's me.
All right, so boy, you are a bunch of fun. And by the way, folks, if you ever get a chance to call his office, his On Hold music is awesome because it's his new album.
Yeah, you get the CD for Christmas, so ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. So speaking of a gift, Underneath, just another hit for DJ Antone. So what's the story behind that song? Because it's kind of, I like that. I really like that song.
So the story was that we did This Time, and with This Time it was more a joke in a studio, and in the end of it ended very good in a lot of territories in the world, and we said let's focus on a track a bit same direction like This Time, and this was Underneath, whatever you want to understand with Underneath, and yeah, this was the follow-up, and then we said let's go with a new track In My Dreams, and now we're working on the album, which is going to be released in the U.S. next summer. Beginning of next summer.
Next summer. Man, that sounds like a party album. That's all I'm going to say. It's DJ Antone 17900. What's that number mean, by the way?
This was the price at which I paid for my first car, and I sold it after 1 year with 17,900 kilometers. I don't know in miles, I think like 10,000 miles, but that is 17,900 kilometers. And then for the same price, for 17,900, I sold the car again.
Oh, my God.
And 5 years ago, I was in Dubai, and my mom, she did the account, and she called me, hey, you have $17,900 on your account, that's it. So you have to work
and not
spend your money in Dubai. And then I changed a lot in my life, and now I'm the lucky guy.
Oh, my God. So what a strange number to have significance in your life. That's so odd.
I was in France last summer, and I said to told a friend the story, and he said, yeah, that's the name of your next album. I said, yeah, good idea.
But hey, man, you know what's funny is that every good or great album always has a good album title. So I think you're onto something there, man.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So now, how would you compare this your upcoming album to Stop?
How I came to the idea to Stop?
How would you compare the two? Your new album 17900 to Stop. How are they similar? How are they different?
For me, 17900 is a bit more like. The sound is more international, it's more a bit, sometimes a bit harder than the Stop album. Mm. And the Stop album was very focused on the Swiss markets because the message, the track was first in Swiss German on the album. And it was a really message to give more respect in the nightlife of young people. They want to fight in the club to give a bit more attention because we had, in this nice country we live, we have different problems in the nightlife. And this was my big message to the fighting audience.
That's interesting because we've had some issues here in Chicago about that. So you may need to re-release that here in Chicago again.
Yeah, but I think if I will for the next year for the May June my album will coming out of America, and I will put the Stop English version on the album. But the rest there will be a lot of new productions and a lot of new tracks. And I'm spend all my time now to finish this album till February, and then that's going to be released for May, June in America, and coming back in the Crowbar in Chicago.
Oh, Crowbar. When are you coming back?
Maybe the first 2 weeks in June, I'm going on a USA tour.
Oh.
But I will let you know before when I'm coming, and then we do a next interview.
Absolutely. we'll just talk every 6 months whether we need to or not. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very good. So how's your year been overall? How's 2009 been? How would you describe it?
For me, it was a good year, and the album went very good for me. There was the album 2009. It was the most successful album we had in Switzerland. And the whole year was very good for me. Even we had the crisis, but we still have it, but not like USA. But
sure.
For the Eastern, because I played a lot in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East, but there we have also, we saw it's going to change a lot. Less bookings in these territories, but more bookings like in Germany, in Austria.
Okay.
So in the end of it was very good. It was a very successful year, but it was a harder year than before.
No, okay. How so?
But I think positive for the next year.
How so harder? What do you mean?
I mean, you have to be more tricky. You have to be more careful with the people you're working with. You have to give more attention with the deals you make. But in the end of, like, if I take the figures, it was a very good year for us.
Sure.
But
sure.
It was not like before, like you can go like 20 times to Russia and take the money from there and
sure.
Everything is no problem. You have to give more attention with who you're working with because a lot of people talking too much.
Right. I gotcha. I understood. I gotcha. So I was looking on your itinerary, and is it true you're meeting with a beer company and a clothing company? Are you trying to get some free booze and some free clothes out of people?
If we're working with, or if we give to the people?
Working with. Like, I saw you had a
meeting. Sponsored.
Get
sponsored.
Oh, sponsors. Yeah.
We have different sponsors. We're working with different brands, like Sony Ericsson for the mobile phone.
Oh.
We're working with Hilfiger and Ada Popkin. This is two clothing brands. We're working with Maurice Lacroix, which is an expensive watch brand from Switzerland, like Rolex, something like that.
Ooh.
And we're working with, we're working with Mumm and Perrier Jouet Champagne. We're working with Absolute Vodka.
Goodness.
We're working with Sky Vodka. We're working with Campari. We're working with different brands, Voss Water.
Wow.
So for different events, we work with different brands. And
sure.
Yeah, with this is... Was next to the DJ business, this is our main business, doing events for corporate sponsor events for like car brands like Maybach, Mercedes, Dodge, Hummer. But General Motors, all the import companies closed down by the crisis, so the car business went down for us as well.
Of course, yeah.
But that's why we have to search always new ways, but we're always finding new partners.
So what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, I have three shows in Switzerland. For me, the New Year's Eve is mostly interesting in Switzerland because Switzerland is small. You can do three shows. So I do one show in Bern, I do one show in Zurich, and one show I do in Montreux, which is close to Lausanne. So three big concerts, like the one in Bern has like 5,000 people.
Jesus.
The concert in Zurich has 2,000 people. It's more small. And in Montreux, in the French part of Switzerland, it's going to be at the lake, and it's very big. It will be 7,000-8,000 people.
Wow.
And I did it already last year, and it was very successful. But New Year's Eve, for me, it's stressful, but in the end of it's making money. And then after that, I go for vacations.
Were you vacationing?
Ah.
Gotta have a good time.
Yeah, I have a good time.
Were you?
I'll send you a postcard.
Oh, please do.
I'm a liar. I'm not doing it.
No, Anton. Promises.
But you get the CD.
So that's fine. Where are you vacationing?
I'm not really 100% sure. I have a house in France where I'm going to with some friends, and then maybe I go with some friends. We go to Bangkok. It's not sure. Maybe we go to Bangkok or maybe we stay in France. It's not really warm there, but it's very relaxed. I like the relaxed time after New Year's Eve. And I have no girlfriend, so there's no reason to go to the warm part like Maldives and staying there alone. So for that, you need a good girlfriend. So I'm available.
All right, ladies. So if you want to date an international DJ, contact Dave Tripper at Fusion Radio, and I'll hook you up on Anton. Dude, I'll hook you up. Don't worry about it. But sounds like you're starting your year off great. And thanks for taking time with us, Anton. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking time. I will send you the CD and keep you informed about my America tour.
Yep. I can't wait, man. Can't wait. You're always a good time. I saw you at a Spy Bar, I think, the last time I saw you.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
And we will party hardy next time.
Yes, we will. And when you want to party hardy with the biggest DJs in the world, like DJ Anton, Dave Tripper, Fusion Radio Chicago, the future of dance, see you next time.